And we're finishing up this section called the Holy Instant and Special Relationships. And we're going to be on paragraph 10. And the course is only talking about love and fear. It's only talking about love and fear. So if you have a problem with the terminology, just substitute love or fear, depending on the context that you're reading it in. If we said the holy instant, we're talking about the loving instant. If we're talking about God, we're talking about love or fear. In this class, we're talking about love. In most classes, when we talk about God, people are talking about fear. You know, and a more traditional viewpoint about God is all about fear and punishment and all this kind of stuff. But we know that that's not true. Or we want to recognize it's not true. So we're talking about love and we're talking about fear. Also, it's trying to teach us how to recognize when we're in the presence of love and when we're in the presence of fear so that we can start choosing for love and rejecting fear. One of the course's main premises is we don't know when we're in the presence of love and when we're in the presence of fear. What we call love, according to the course, is nothing but another form of fear that we like. So sometimes when people think, oh, I know the difference between love and fear, the course is saying, no, we don't know the difference between love and fear. We know specialness in fear. We know people we single out and try to treat well, and then we know other people we don't know at all, and so sometimes there's fear. So that's not love. What we call love is specialness, according to the course. It's not a sin, but it's not love. I'd rather somebody treat me special in a way than attack me. And you say it's like, I don't mind being singled out for some cool treatment, even if that's not real love yet, than I would being attacked. So it's not anything to feel guilty about. As a matter of fact, if we do this correctly, what we'll have is transform relationships with the people that we already have relationship with, and we'll also draw new relationships that are more compatible with the level of love that we're talking about right now. So this paragraph is going to describe the way that God loves, which is the same thing as saying, I'm going to describe the way real love operates so we won't have any doubt about the difference between the two. All your relationships are blessed in the holy instant, which we said, what is the loving instant or the healing instant? Because the blessing isn't limited. In the healing instant, the sonship gains is one, and united in your blessing, it becomes one to you. The meaning of love is the meaning God gave to love. Give to love any meaning different from the meaning God gave to love, and it's impossible to understand love. This is the way it works. God, which is love, loves every brother as God loves you. Neither less nor more. The Creator needs all of us equally, and so do we. So that's it. If it's love, then it's equal. If it's love, no one's love more, no one's love less by love, by the Creator. So that's not really complicated. If it's real love, does it apply to everybody equally?
Yes.
If it's real love, are you loved more or less by the Creator?
No.
It's all the same, right? So that means no one's loved more than you. There's no one that's loved more than you by love, by the Creator. Now, is there anyone more special to you than you to other people? Absolutely. Does everybody treat you equally specially? No, they won't, and no, they don't. So we're absolutely accurate in that perception. No. I don't mean as much to you probably as your child does, if you have a child. Because your child is more special to you than I am. But that wouldn't be true of love. But that wouldn't be true of love. That would not be true of love. That would not be true of love. That would not be true of real love. But that's very true of specialness. Next thing it says is, in time you have been told to offer miracles as I direct. And let the Holy Spirit bring to you those who are seeking you. Okay, here's instruction then. So we're in time, so we are to offer miracles. Now, The Course in Miracles definition of miracles is a correct perception. If we have a correct perception, it's a miracle. So my function is to offer you correct perceptions. And the correct perception is, here's an example of one. A correct perception is God loves you equally as much as anybody else. And love loves you equally as much as anyone else. You deserve love. You are innocent. You are free. You deserve forgiveness. You are the creator of your experience. You are powerful. These are correct perceptions. And for everyone to talk to you like that in this world is a miracle. That's why it's called A Course in Miracles. But to be around people who are saying to you the things I'm saying to you is a miracle. You've all been in the world long enough to know that. This is not regular dinner conversation. Right? So that means we are experiencing a miracle right now. And at first it'll seem like it only happens in specialized places, like coming to classes and groups of people that you study with. I know from my own experience that after a while it starts to extend out into the world, and it starts to come back to you through strangers and people that you don't even know will be telling you the same thing. I promise you that. You'd be amazed at things that people have told me on the elevator. It blows my mind sometimes. So we got two purposes, he says, in time. You offer miracles as I direct, and you can call I, Holy Spirit, your higher self, Jesus, Spirit, divine mind, whatever you want to call it, that will get you in touch with the ideas that there's a higher power. There's an intelligence greater than what's sitting in the chair, because the intelligence, the person that's sitting in the chair, basically is the ego. That's who's sitting here. The ego is the part of the mind that looks like it's in the body looking out. Very clear about the ego? The ego is the part of you, part of your mind, that looks like it's inside a body looking out. So it's really not the you that you think you are that I'm even talking to in this class. Did you know that? I am not talking to your egos. Because your ego has no interest in the truth. Your ego is what distracts you when loving thoughts come your way. It's the one, while I'm telling you that you're loved equally by all things, by the Creator, when I tell you that a loving mind would tell you how deserving of love you are and how powerful you are and how free, your ego is the part of you that would tune out, that would think about what you're going to do later, think about how it's not true. See, I'm not even talking to that part. And you have to stop worrying about that part too. You're not coming to the class to correct your ego. Just leave your ego alone. Let your ego be an ego. You know what I'm saying? Let that part that doubts doubt. Let that part that fears fears. Let that part that doesn't trust keep on not trusting. That's all it's going to do anyway. That's what it was made to do. I created it to doubt. I created it to have suspicion of people. I made that part of my mind up, and that's its job. I need to leave it alone. But what I do need to do is to start investing in other thoughts that my real self has. And my real self is what's telling me that God loves everybody as God loves you, neither more nor less. God needs you equally than everybody else, that you should be given correct perceptions in time. And here's my favorite part. Let the Holy Spirit bring to you those who are seeking you. Let God bring to you those that are seeking you. Let the universe bring to you those that are seeking you. Let love bring to you those who are looking for you. Let the part of you that is correct and healed bring to you those who are seeking you. Because if we do this right, you have incredible relationships. And you may call it a special relationship. It may look like it's that soulmate you've been waiting for all your life. Or it may seem like there's many people you feel this connected to. If you do this right, you will have the kinds of relationships you've always dreamed of that you never thought was possible. But you have to give correct perceptions and let love start bringing the people to you. Let spirit start bringing the people to you. And not